More Russian forces at the border with Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S. says Russia has amassed 70% of the military needed for an invasion as it continues to build its forces along the border.
Russia has been making a very public display of their power on three sides of Ukraine over the past several days. More than 100,000 Russian forces along that border, as well as a number of weapon systems, and the numbers continue to grow. Especially in the north, Ukraine's northern border with Belarus. There, joint exercises have begun with Russia and Belarus, more than 30,000 Russian troops involved.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Meanwhile, elite U.S. troops and equipment landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. The U.S. and NATO allies are still hoping for a diplomatic solution. There's been much concern about the ramifications of an invasion. Florida Republican Senator Mark Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation.
So if we now live in a world where you can just go in and take a country because you claim it or parts of it belong to you, and you can do so militarily, well, we've entered a very dangerous period in human history once again, so I think it has enormous consequences if and when that happens.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, told lawmakers that Kyiv could possibly fall within 72 hours should Russia invade. Lawmakers demanding answers from the Biden administration about the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan last summer.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken were grilled during closed-door Capitol Hill briefings. Leaked notes from a National Security Deputies meeting one day before Kabul fell indicate the Biden administration had not yet finalized where to evacuate thousands of Americans and allied Afghans, something the Pentagon had complained privately for months was held up by State Department bureaucracy.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America is listening. Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Some of the world's best athletes say they're not getting very good treatment after testing positive for COVID-19 in Beijing.
Olympic athletes say they're not getting enough or edible food and no training equipment. Russian biathlete Valeria Vasnetsova posted on Instagram what she said was breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 5 days. A tray with plain pasta and orange sauce, charred meat on a bone, a few potatoes, and no greens. She's staying in one of Beijing's quarantine hotels. She added she lost a lot of weight. The quarantine hotels are increasingly the target of criticism from athletes and their teams who are lobbying organizers for improvements. Vasnetsova found the athletes were getting worse food than others being quarantined. Posting a picture of food served to her team doctor who was staying two floors below, he had fresh fruit, a salad, and prawns with broccoli. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Border Patrol officers are blaming the flow of the deadly drug fentanyl into the U.S. on drug cartels and the Biden administration's border policies. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council.
The drug cartels, they're aware of what happens on the border. Because of the current administration's lack of enforcement on the border, what it has done is it removes agents from one area of the field, puts them in the processing centers, so then the cartels, once they're aware of that, they start transporting their drugs through.
Fentanyl has been linked to tens of thousands of deaths in the U.S. More details coming to light about a shooting yesterday in a Milwaukee suburb. Police in Brown Deer say a man fatally shot two people at an apartment complex and wounded another man before killing himself, but not before firing on officers. Brown Deer Police Chief Peter Nimmer.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
No officers were hurt. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.